The Americas.
Andrés Manuel López Obrador. Influencer first, president second. The Mañanera is a marvel of populist communication.
Self-respecting populists speak to the people directly. Few have mastered the art like Andrés Manuel López Obrador, Mexico's outgoing 70-year-old president. Every weekday morning at 7 a.m. begins his Mañanera, a several-hour-long broadcast from wherever he is that day, often the National Palace. Broadcast on YouTube as well as radio stations and a podcast, each Mañanera reaches an average audience of 10 million. Mr. López Obrador says the purpose of the broadcast is transparency. But most of the time he uses it to laud supposed achievements, pillory critics, and most often to ramble. The longest Mañanera to date ran for 3 hours, 35 minutes and 5 seconds. His enemies, neoliberals, puppets, conservatives, include journalists, the electoral body and female protesters. Mr. López Obrador has used the show to reveal the apparent salary of a prominent anti-corruption campaigner and the phone number of a journalist. He has broken electoral laws too. Facts matter little. In a section of the show called Who's Who in the Week of Lies, an official calls out purported media fibs. Mr. López Obrador often rolls out his otros datos, other facts, when confronting the handful of journalists that attend each day. But no matter, the Mañanera is a vital pillar supporting the president's persistently high approval rating of over 60% and crucial for perpetuating his claim to have transformed Mexico for the better during his 6-year term. The people, his term for his followers, tune in. Then journalists run around trying to set the record straight. The Mañanera has seen many strange moments. There was the time in 2022 when Mr. López Obrador announced that the presidential plane, which the government had been trying and failing to sell, could be rented for quinceañera, when girls celebrate their 15th birthday. A year later, it was sold to Tajikistan's government. One morning in March 2020, Mr. López Obrador showed off the amulets that were supposedly protecting him from COVID-19. He subsequently contracted it 3 times. Then there was the instance in 2023, when he made an incoherent attempt to explain inflation through tortilla prices. Mr. López Obrador has urged Claudia Sheinbaum, his likely successor, to keep up the tradition. Ms. Sheinbaum, 61, held daily conferences when she was mayor of Mexico City and may well do something similar if she wins. But as a figure both less aggressive and less charismatic than her mentor, she would do better to stick to the facts, ideally real ones. Mexico would benefit from less talk and more action after Mr. López Obrador airs his last Mañanera on September 30th.